Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
No stopping us now. It's right. No stopping us now. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're live from Orlando, Florida. Welcome back.
And Pennsylvania. And yes, Pennsylvania. Welcome back.
And I have an announcement to make. Kelly, if you're listening, I looked it up. You spoke to Liz on October 22nd, 2017, and there you are in your royal blue t-shirt with the Braille on it, sitting in the
studio.
Yeah, with her headphones on, she's talking into the mic. Chris, you can check it out. You can go to Blind and Beyond Radio Show, photo slideshow 2017.
See, a man couldn't remember that.
And there's Kelly in her blue shirt with the Braille.
See, a woman can remember what she was wearing, but a man couldn't remember what I was wearing 5 years ago.
Mike, you just spoke the truth 100%, and that's all the way around. We don't even know what we did 17 minutes ago.
That's true.
Was that the same night I sent you a picture of me practicing being on the air, Lynn? And I had a pair of headphones on, and I was talking into a spoon.
No. No, I don't know. I don't have that. That's not on the gallery.
I sent it to you in Messenger I was practicing. To, and
but
getting
folks,
ready.
Now I gotta look
for you folks
that
who tuned us in for the second hour. Sorry that you missed the first hour, but listen, folks, our show is live, but when the show is over, we archive it. So we have more than 8 years shows, over 400 shows that you can listen to. You can listen to this show in a couple hours. You can listen to last Sunday's show, whatever show you miss. Just go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Right now, it's time for trivia. We're going to go right to trivia time. Now, I picked this song because this song was a great song. Great song in its day, big song, but it was done by many, 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 many people. Frank Sinatra did it. Andy Williams did it. Some women did it. And this man did it. And this man was big in R&B. This was one of his big songs. We had it in Mainline. The record distributing company had this version. And it was a big song. Sold a lot of records of this fellow. Who is singing this song? I want to know. Who's singing this song? I want to know this fellow who's singing this song. Not, I don't want to hear Frank Sinatra. I don't want to hear Andy Williams. Who's singing the song of this song? Who's singing it? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
I'm crossing you in style someday.
Recognize the voice?
Dream maker. You old heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Two drifters off to see the world. There's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbows.
You can play a little longer. It's a great song.
Waiting round the bend, my huckleberry friend, Moon River.
Okay, Chris. So who is singing that song? Frank Sinatra did it. Andy Williams did it. This fellow did it. This fellow had a big hit with it. I know that for a fact because it was one of our record distributing songs.
Wasn't there a movie?
It was a movie.
With Audrey Hepburn or something?
I don't know who was in it. It was a movie.
I have to tell you, I have absolutely no clue. I'm just sitting here going, that was really pretty.
I'll give you one hint.
I'll tell her it was Andy Griffin.
This fellow was one of
Chris
the big
Shaw.
R&B. This fellow, thank God he's still living, and he's one of the big R&B singers of his time in the 50s, 60s, 70s. He had some hits, and this was one of his hits. What's his name? He also has a nickname, too, once you know who it is.
I just told you.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. New call is first. New call is first. 407-894-1680. New call is first. I got it.
Jet lag, though, from Mississippi.
Is that what that is? Okay.
Wait, is that an hour earlier?
Yes, it's an hour ahead.
No, an hour earlier. Oh, yeah, hour ahead.
We're an hour ahead.
Oh, brother.
It's an hour behind, something like that, yeah.
My goodness.
Listen, I do have one call on the phone. I got Paul from New Jersey, but hold on one moment. The phone just rang again.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Or girl. Oh, it's so great to be on the air with you guys. This is wonderful.
By the way,
I hope
Liz,
we have a trivia answer.
Liz, I looked at the messenger, Liz, and went way back, but that must be from a different profile because it was
okay.
I looked for it. Yeah. And Kelly says she remembers useless things. I think we all do. At least the women do.
That is for sure.
What's wrong with remembering useless things? You'll never know when they'll be useful, right?
Exactly.
No.
They're only useless until they're not.
Until they're useful.
Now, I could tell you something that I didn't remember. Lynn was there with her father.
Oh,
tell that? Sorry.
You can embarrass yourself like that. That's terrible. Oh, dear.
I won't do it then.
No. Anyway.
It was funny.
I wonder who Chris found on the other end there.
So Paul's first if you got no other new callers.
I know Paul
knows it.
It was a movie. Pretty sure a movie with Audrey Hepburn. Somebody like that. We all used to sing that when we were kids.
What?
This song.
Moon River?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to guess? But I'll get it wrong.
No.
But if
no
I get
guessing.
It right, then
no.
then we have a problem.
No, you can't guess.
I can't guess.
Nope.
But I can smile. I will smile no matter what.
What's Nacho doing?
All right. So I got a new caller.
Oh, great.
And,
yay.
The thing about the new caller that I love, she called to say, hey, I have the answer, but my husband is going to answer because, you know, he knows the answer. We new callers. So I'm going to put them through. It's Philip from St. Petersburg, Florida. Philip, how you doing?
Yeah. I'm doing
welcome.
Good. Way. How are you?
Good,
well,
good.
Hi, Philip.
Hi, Philip. Welcome. Is this the
and
first
hi,
time you
Philip's
listen to
wife.
The show? Is this the first time you listen to the show?
Not the first time listening, but the first time calling.
His first
okay.
time calling, not mine.
So who do you think was singing that song?
It sounds like Jerry Butler to me.
It's 100% right. Jerry Butler is correct.
All right.
Way to go, Philip.
And you
that's
just won
fantastic.
Yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
And what's your wife's name?
All righty. Thank you.
All right. So now, what is the miss's name? Because the miss called in. You're a great woman. Because any other time, I'm like, pick up the phone and dial yourself. But you did good.
Her name is Robin.
Hey, Miss Robin. Thank you, Miss Robin.
Hey.
Well, hey, Robin. So you should share the
each
gift
get a
card.
Half a sandwich.
Yeah. $10 gift card coming your way from Subway.
Hope you keep listening.
Thank you.
I want to talk to Paul.
All right. So, Philip, hold on one moment, and we're going to go into our break because everybody else then dropped the call.
Okay.
I want to talk to
all right,
Paul
so,
before we go to break.
I hung up, and we're going
Philip,
to
hold on. Don't hang up. All right, Philip?
Okay. Is Paul still there?
No
he's not.
Paul hung up. Oh, I was going
to
ask.
Break.
Huh. I want to talk to Paul.
Our guests will be on any minute. Any minute.
You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
And if you want to call in and talk to any of the speakers or co-hosts or a regular host, you can call.
Or Nacho.
For Nacho, you can call 407-894-1680. Again, 407-894-1680. Oh, that's fun.
And Nacho says what? He wants some nachos? He wants some nachos.
Wait, you can't hear the music.
Every time he hears his name, he just groans now because he knows somebody's talking.
I was
going
to talk
him.
To Paul and ask him a trivia question because he probably would have known the answer to the trivia question I was going to ask about Jerry Butler.
All right, we're going into break.
We're going to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll
you
be
have
right
the power
back.
To help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan veterinary supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
Or visit Become us online at lighthousecfl.org. Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you. Whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas, there is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Oh, we're live. We're back. We're live. Yeah, we're so live. I'm back. It's your host, Michael, saying this is real. You're listening to a real show. Shoot. By the way, who used to say that? Anybody notice that you say, it's a real show? He used to, for those who cite it back then, he used to cross his arms in front of him. He had a show on Sunday nights.
I just remembered.
Real show. I'd give a prize to the person who can sound most like him.
I could give a clue, but that'll give it away.
It was on Sunday nights. He had the only big variety show at that time.
Well, the clues. I was going to say that, too.
Well,
a lot of the fans became famous after being on his show.
Elvis was there.
Anyway, speaking of famous, we need to welcome back our guests.
Wait a minute. I didn't say they don't know who to listen to. They listen to the people just tuned in. Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Okay. That's what it's all about.
All right. He's waiting.
Good.
You know who's waiting?
I'm waiting.
All right. Our friend Peter Cucciavi from... Peter is the accessibility manager at where? Spectrum Communications. Welcome, Peter.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. How is it going out there in Colorado?
Oh, it's a beautiful fall. I always like to say that Colorado knows how to do fall well.
Yeah.
It's always gorgeous here. Sunny days, cool nights, warm days.
Crispy and clear.
That's right. Yeah.
We had that this morning and then it disappeared.
Spectrum has some apps, right? Don't they?
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen to this one.
What?
I'm listening to a radio show, My Sports, and the guy was talking about Philadelphia. He had an app for his – in Philadelphia, I didn't know this because I'm Philly, but I didn't know it. The new thing in Philly, when you start putting the money in the meter, you go into your apps.
Oh, you pay by
Yes. You have to pay by credit card.
You pay by app. Anyway, like anyway, what happened was his app was wrong.
Oh, no.
Because he did it a couple minutes early.
Oh, no.
What happened was it got screwed up and he got a ticket. And he had to fight the ticket. And he was saying about apps, how they don't work, but Spectrum always works, right?
I can't make bold claims like that, but it depends, you know? It depends. Yeah. Spectrum always works. Apps are apps, right? They always
They're not perfect. I'd rather put a time in the meter.
But you know what? You know, and accessibility on apps is not always perfect. And I was in New York at the Lighthouse Guild. It used to be years ago, used to be known as the Jewish Guild of New York. That's how it started. And then I believe it became the first lighthouse in the country. And I was doing a presentation there and talking. And I did a presentation and then I was on a panel. And one of the panelists was saying, well, you know what? These companies, they really don't always pay attention to accessibility because they do these updates and sometimes the accessibility breaks and they don't really care about accessibility. And so we had a little conversation about that because technology is technology. It updates, and whether or not it's accessibility, you get things that break. And as a matter of fact, I was just coming on to Zoom and I noticed that it looks different from the last time I was on Zoom. What do you know? There's new tabs at the bottom. There's a new structure. Lynn, I think I heard you say earlier on the show that they've got some new features, and boy, do they. So yeah, when that happens.
Yeah, kind of messed us up. And David and I spent a lot of time trying to figure out the audio and the musician setting and this and that. And then Chris mimicked what we did, and it seems better. You know, we can hear it better. So it, like you said, it's technology. It's always changing.
It's evolving. And you know, the irony is I'm sitting here talking about it, but I'm holding what we still call a phone, but it's technically a computer that happens to be able to call, that's in my hand, that's running the Zoom application. And it's just so different from the first Nokia cell phone that I had.
I had a Nokia.
I have a question for you about Spectrum. I can't have Spectrum because it's not in my area. I wish I could. So we have what they call DirecTV.
Uh-huh.
Now, the problem with this DirecTV, as Lynn can tell you, if I want to listen to my baseball Philadelphia Phillies, it's a problem that you find out what channels it's on. Very difficult. Now, if I had Spectrum and I want to listen to something, is there something that tells me what I can want to listen to tonight? If I want to go on at 9 o'clock, what's on? Like I want a guide of some kind.
There is a TV guide, and you know any customer can find that TV guide, on spectrum.net. If you're a customer and you want to find it, you can go to spectrum.net. You can search for TV guide or find it there. You can also request a TV guide in Braille or large print. So if you want that particular format, you can certainly call in and just request that they send you one, and the rep will set you up. So, I mean, I would recommend that you call that disability support team. If you've been on the show, you know, I've talked about that team. They're dedicated to all things accessibility. They're probably the best ones to support you with these types of questions. But
Spectrum, I can find out what's on television at the present moment. If I put on television at 9 o'clock, it'll tell me what's playing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Fabulous. Wish I had it.
And you know what? While you're saying that, I'm thinking of one other thing. if you want to know which programs are audio described and you're not sure, the Audio Description Project has a fantastic website. I believe it's adp.acb.org. And it's got a fantastic lineup of all the shows and movies and content programs that are audio described. So if you want to know which ones you want to go to that have that particular feature, you can find it there. And then, you know, line it up for your watching experience.
It's an amazing resource. That's really a great guide to look at.
Oh, Peter, say hello to our
guests.
Yeah, Liz.
Hi, Peter. Sorry, I was just trying to wait till I could get my voice in. I didn't want to interrupt.
No, I'm glad you did. I'm sorry I didn't say hello.
Oh, that's quite okay. I always enjoy when you're on.
It's the first time we're on together. So, hello, Liz.
I think the second or third time now. Because the last time I said I wanted to bottle your voice and carry it in my pocket.
Oh, right.
What a compliment.
You know, it's been a while.
But you remember that one now. Good.
And for some reason, I thought it was on a different. You know, the beautiful thing about accessibility in the world of disability is I come across some of the same people at different conferences, events, and some of the same voices here on the Blind and Beyond radio show, our friend Sheila and Sherry and all the others. And so I sometimes forget where I've had these conversations with people. But that's the amazing part of it, is that we sort of follow each other around and we circle each other in the same spaces and we're after the same mission.
Yes.
That's really nice. It's terrific. I want to hear about the new product.
I
think we have a caller that I would like to
let him wait for a minute.
Let him wait. Okay.
Dave, you wait. Let's hear about the new product.
Hang tight, Dave. I'm going to say a couple things and then we'll chat with Dave. So the first thing I want to say really, really quickly is, for those of you who noticed with Disney and ESPN that there was a little break while contracts were being negotiated. We're really appreciative of all the patience that folks had during that time. And we're really excited that we were able to negotiate a deal with Disney ESPN, and be able to maintain, service for our customers and, you know, not have those kinds of disruptions, but also, negotiate some really great deals. So I think our customers are the real winners at the end of the day there. So I just wanted to get that out of the way. But the second thing I wanted to tease is we've got a new product coming in October, launching October 3rd. I suspect that by the time the next appearance I have on the show at the end of October, I'll have more that I can share about it. But the one exciting thing is if folks are familiar with Roku or Apple TV or some of these devices that you can plug into your television and run streaming apps. Of course, you know that Spectrum TV app is available on a lot of those. And then there are those of you who have the cable box, the traditional cable box. And on that product, you also have, you know, sort of the traditional cable experience. Well, there are a lot of people who have moved away from the cable box and moved toward these streaming platforms. And it's been really exciting that we entered into this joint venture with Comcast with this product called Xumo, X-U-M-O, pronounced Xumo. And the Xumo box is launching in October. And it's really intended to capture that direction where people are going. Don't be afraid that we're removing the cable box out of the experience. For those of you who have the cable box, that's staying, it's going nowhere. But for that, the direction that some of those customers are leaning towards streaming, that Xumo box is really going to be the next generation experience. And it's going to be really well integrated with all of the guide that you have, that guide experience, the ability to come back to that guide, watch live TV. And the really cool thing that we get to incorporate with that new Xumo product is a voice input function. So I know a lot of you, especially here on this show, has it been a couple of years now or so that I've been calling in and we've been doing this, with the Blind Beyond radio show, they're probably, I don't think I have enough fingers on my hands to count how many people have asked about the voice input and being able to speak a command into the remote. And the Zumo product is going to give us that functionality so you can speak the content that you're looking for. Maybe you're looking for, you know, you're having a let's say, a week of Tom Sawyer, you know, or whatever it is. You know, if you want to search by actor, you can say that name into the remote and it'll pull up all the content available with that particular actor. You'll still have a keypad so you can enter in all the channel numbers that you're used to. And so it really captures the best of both worlds, the world of streaming and the world of the cable box experience, and brings it all very neatly into one. So our accessibility team is really eagerly working toward making sure that the experience is accessible. And just like we said before, it's technology. There may be some sort of little glitches as it launches. Maybe it'll be really great. But hopefully by the end of October, when I'm back on, I'll have some more.
Hopefully.
Really
hopefully. And Dave would like to ask you a question.
Yes, Dave.
Hello there, Peter.
How good are you,
man? I mainly just wanted to comment kudos to you guys for the most recent update of the Spectrum TV app. If it's been there all along, I didn't realize it, but there is a now a way to mute the audio of the stations, and you would think that would not be that big of a deal. But if you're using your phone and you've got to use voiceover audio, sometimes you can't hear it over the audio from the TV station. So
that's right.
I'm still learning the app, but I think that the having that mute button is huge. And
isn't that great?
And one last thought is the whole idea of being able to talk into the remote is cool, but I've got enough people think that I'm crazy as it is, so I don't need to set them up by them seeing me talking into some remote. You know,
you don't want your neighbor poking into your window and there's Dave. He's lost the rest of his marbles. He's talking to a remote.
Yeah, look at him over there. That's good. Well,
I'm right
guys.
There with you, Dave.
Way to go.
Dave, I, for one, I'm really excited about it. Crazy, though, I already am. I think it's just really great. I mean, the cool thing about these features, like being able to talk to your remote and that kind of thing, is it opens a whole new world of accessibility for people who have maybe a combination of disabilities or have dexterity disabilities, and it's harder for them to navigate the remote. And so, you know, all jokes aside, the reality is that the more options you have, more ways you have to get to whatever content you're wanting to watch, I think it's the better, you know. And I'm watching the evolution of technology, and I'm a little fearful because I think at heart I'm a little bit of a Luddite and terrified of technology, but at the same time it's also the way that I get to experience my world as a blind person accessibly. And so it's really exciting. I'm really enthusiastic about what it's going to do for our community.
Okay, Chris, you had said that we have another caller for Peter.
Yes, we got Hershey from Daytona Beach.
Okay. Hello,
hey,
Hershey.
Hey, Dave. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David.
All right, let's talk to Hershey from Daytona Beach.
Hey, good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Just wanted
good evening.
Hi, Hershey. Call... Good to hear your voice again.
Yes, and I just wanted to call in and give you a quick experience that I had this past week. And so I did call the accessibility phone number. Is it 762-1301? 844-762-1301?
That's correct. Yeah.
Please correct me if I'm mistaken. But so, yeah, we did. I did ask about what's new, what's not. And the Zumo was coming out soon, as told by the agent. And currently I have internet. And the other thing is the affordability or affordability connectivity program. I signed up with that. So if anyone hasn't looked at that, I think that's something that's really valid to look through. And I didn't have to do anything. And the process was quick. I got my internet set up finally. One thing I would just say, maybe having the DVR thing in the future, I might get the DVR, because to rewind and to go through programs, if you during the hurricane season, it helps a lot to just pause it and capture a phone number. So to use your OCR devices. And so just give a little synopsis of how I would probably get more services later down the road, and really appreciate the process and the quickness of how I was able to get services.
Thank you, Hershey. That's fantastic to hear. So that's absolutely right. I mean, if you are, first of all, the accessibility support desk or the disability support team, they're fantastic. And I've seen a lot of times where if they don't know the answer, they'll connect the customer with our team on the product side to have us figure out whatever it is that they weren't able to figure out. So that's a great, you know, first line of support for a lot of our disability customers. So thank you for mentioning that. And then the affordability program, the affordable connectivity program, yeah, that's something that Spectrum is participating in. So if you think that you might qualify based on income or other factors, I would encourage you to call in and learn about ways that you could potentially save some money on your bill.
Wow. Well, thanks, Ashley, for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
So much information.
And great job with enjoying the show. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty, Peter. Boy, lots of information tonight. We appreciate
lots of information. Well, the next time I'm on, hopefully I can share a little bit more about Zumo and what that experience looks like.
Okay.
But,
okay.
Until then.
Oh, that'll be awesome. So we look forward to it.
And don't forget to bottle your voice and UPS it to Liz.
To Liz.
Just record it and like sing me a song or something.
like a nighttime lullaby. I'll just
yes, it'll be nighttime stories with Peter.
That's right. Oh my gosh, what a great idea! All right, we'll have to work on that. Thank you all so much. Thanks, Liz. Good to see you.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much, Peter.
Good night.
Talk to you soon.
Good night. Bye.
We're gonna get a break.
Quick break, and then we want to talk to Liz.
Yeah, have a quick break and come back and talk to Liz.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Hang on, guys.
To the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
A clinical trial is being conducted that brings hope to people living with late-stage age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The CONCERTO study is seeking people with severe vision loss in both eyes due to AMD to evaluate an implantable miniature telescope device that may help you see better. Participation in this study is not for everybody, but if you are 65 years or older and have not had previous cataract surgery in at least one eye, then this study may possibly be right for you. Qualified participants will be compensated for study-related time and travel. Plus, the study visits are covered at no cost to you or your insurance. To learn more and find a clinical site located near you, call 1-866-393-3767, or you can visit us at www.concertostudy.com. That's concertostudy.com.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Travel for All is an agency that was founded 16 years ago with the belief that everyone with the desire to travel should be able to experience the beauty of the world in which we live. From exploring your own backyard, so to speak, to traveling to the farthest reaches of the globe, Travel for All's accessibility specialists have guided people every step of the way, from pre-travel planning to post-travel follow-up. People with disabilities in the U.S. spend more than $654 billion on travel and entertainment alone. And we want to be your agency of choice. Our specialists are at the heart of Travel for All. No request is too big or small. If it matters to you, it matters to us. Travel should be inclusive, not exclusive. Let your travel plans begin by visiting us at www.travel-for-all.com.
At Just Bagels, experience real New York bagels no matter where you are. These are nothing like the ones you find in a supermarket. Crunchy on the outside, chewy on the inside. No artificial flavors, no added colors, no preservatives. Produced in a tree and peanut-free facility, all kosher. Skip the drive to your store and have Just Bagels delivered right to your doorstep. We age our dough and boil it in New York water before they get shipped out to you fresh, never frozen. Order 12, 24, or 48 bagels with free shipping and handling. Bring a taste of New York City home today by visiting justbagels.com. Enter code BB15 and receive 15% off your first order. Just Bagels. If it ain't just bagels, it's just bread.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. If we all threw our problems in a pile and saw everybody else's, we would grab ours back.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Soon we're back. Can't hear the music, Chris. Oh, there's the music. Now I hear it. Faintly. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show, and you were here with Lynn and Liz and Chris. Are you there, Liz?
I am. Can you hear me, dear?
I can hear you. You know what? Before we run out of time, Liz, I know one of the things you wanted to bring up tonight. I can't bring up my punctuation thing, but I'll give you a hint. I'm going to talk about it another time. It's two words, your and your, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. Please learn how to use it. Do you notice that on social media? Everybody's using their instead of you are, they're saying your, Y-O-U-R, which is the possessive. Drives me nuts.
I don't notice it because it's still pronounced the same.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So Oh my gosh, it drives me crazy. But more importantly, I know you wanted to talk about mental health in the blind community before we say goodnight. So
I did. I did. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You know, I think about how I see my life. And I know I do see my life very, very differently than most people see their lives from what I've been witnessing. And, you know, knowing that you're not alone is a big deal. And these next couple of months can be really hard for some people. The big change in weather, you know, now we're seeing a lot of different storms coming through and rain, which can cause changes to the physical body. But, you know, we can always try to work with our own minds and saying, oh, it's okay. You know, whatever you're feeling in a moment, it's okay if it's your truth and if it's real. You know, and so many of us just put on a mask and go out And when I say put on a mask, it's not like, oh, I want to hide my face, like, you know, a ski mask, but more of a theoretical mask, a figurative mask that, you know, we don't want people to see us like we are when we're at home. But then are we really being real and showing our truth to people? So I want you to know, no matter who you are and what, who you're listening, you know, where you are right now, that it's okay to be you. And it doesn't matter what other people think, because you are beautiful just the way you are. You are kind and loving deep down inside, even if you don't feel it. You may be feeling frustrated, but you are not frustrated yourself. Those are just feelings that you can add to describe you. Just like I can say, I am someone who is blind. I am not a blind person, because my blindness will not ever define me. You know, and it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to have rough moments, but we just need to realize when it's time to pick ourselves back up. And sometimes we feel like we can't, and we just feel like it's one wall after another that we're being pushed against. And maybe that's the truth of it. Maybe we are being pushed against a wall, not to test us as to how strong we can be on our own facing these challenges, but to lean against that wall that's put there, open up to it, and let it take some of the weight off of us. Share that weight with the people around you, because we're not designed to carry all of it alone. It's okay to be who you are, because you're perfect just the way you are. You know, it's okay to feel things.
Everybody's listening to you, Liz.
Oh, yes.
You are an inspiration.
Absolutely. She's an inspiration. Everybody.
She inspires me. That's for sure.
It's a simple choice. And some may say, oh, no, it's not a choice. You know, I was dealt these cards. Yes, you were given the situation. Sure, that wasn't a choice. But your choice is how you face it, how you deal with it. Are you going to let that rip you down and make you miserable for the rest of your life? Or are you going to choose to find the joy and the parts of life to be miserable? You know, I went out with my son today to a local event, and it was torrential downpouring the whole time. It was 61 degrees outside, damp and cold. It was windy, and people were complaining that it was raining. And there I am, no sweatshirt, soaked to the bone. My hair is drenching. I'm swimming in a pool. Not naked. I had clothes on.
But you're soaked.
I was soaked.
But I missed something. But I missed something.
Everybody else was wearing sweatshirts or long sleeves because they were, you know, trying to cover up and protect themselves from the rain. But it was the most beautiful feeling to be like, this is a natural bath that I didn't have to ask for. And I can just smile, because how blessed am I to be able to just enjoy what a simple thing that is. You know, rather than being miserable about it, find the joy in it.
Nacho gets,
you know, you just said something. You just said something that is the whole show. Repeat what you said, because I want to show you something. Your last statement said it all. Remember what you said, the last statement?
It's a choice?
No.
No. No, I don't remember what I just said.
It was a blessing.
You said it was a blessing that you had a natural bath.
Oh, yes, that.
That you enjoy what you have. If you don't have something, you go into the next thing. Too many people dwell on negativity. And that's all they do, is dwell on negativity. Even myself, sometimes I dwell on something that Lynn has to get me out of my fix of negativity. And here you are. An inspiration. That's why I'm saying, that's what the show is all about. Positive, 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 positive.
You know, and if you think about it, all of us have things we could moan and groan about. You know, for example, last Saturday, I had my 20th year high school reunion. And I was thinking to myself, and I talked to Logan, and I said, you know, what am I going to go in and say when all these people are like, you know, got everything going on for them and everything, and I stick out my hand and say, hi, yeah, I'm Liz. Since I saw you 20 years ago, I've been married, divorced, lost my job, went completely blind, now a widow, and living alone with my son. Or I can say, you know what? I was very happily married. I have a beautiful family. I'm shelter over my head. I wrote a book. You know, I'm finding the positive things in life that move me forward. I'm advocating. I'm public speaking. Those, and that's what Logan said to me. He's like, Mom, don't worry about all that other stuff, because that's all it is. It's negative things that have already happened. Talk about the positive things that you're doing now. You can't go back and change your past. You can't go back and relive that, because it's simply a memory. That's why we take photos, to capture a single moment in time. But while we're going back and wanting to relive those times we had, we're missing everything now. And it could be as plain as the rain.
You have a wise son, Liz. And I wonder where he got that from.
Yeah.
I wonder.
The dog. Nacho has taught him everything he knows.
Oh, please. You're funny.
Oh. Yeah.
But you but also became, you. Didn't you? You became a wellness coach, didn't you? A life wellness coach?
I don't am,
know if I'm labeling it right, but.
I yeah. am an innate well-being specialist, mm-hmm. Which is a off of life coaching, but a completely different angle. It's more along the lines of a spiritual psychology in understanding, you know, what really makes us tick. And that is joy. Everything we're searching for in life is to find happiness or comfort or a good feeling. And all of that is within us all the time. It's just our experiences from our past or our society or culture have molded us and added all of these other layers that aren't really who we are. And we have to dig down to find out who that is so that we can uncover that ultimate joy that lives within us. You can't find joy or happiness outside. It's an inside out approach.
Why don't you give, you have a way for people to reach out to you if they would like to learn more about that?
Absolutely. There are several different ways, but basically all the same. So what you want to remember is the self-discovery advisor, all one word, no spaces. And that would be at gmail.com. If you want to go to my website, it's theselfdiscoveryadvisor.com. If you would like to find me on Facebook or Instagram, it's the self-discovery advisor. And it would just be a joy to be able to connect with the listeners. And if you would like to reach out and interested in some coaching or meditation or just having a conversation about getting in a good feeling and being able to stay in that feeling whenever you want, that's when you reach out to me and I'll just offer a different perspective.
Okay.
Tremendous.
Wow.
And I'm sitting here with this giant smile on my face. I cannot stop smiling and I'm glowing. So thank you guys so much for the privilege to be on the show.
I just have
to listen. Whenever you're down, remember the song Smile by Nat King Cole. Smile by Nat King Cole.
I just have a question. Do you have a grandfather clock in the living room?
Oh, goodness. I have a miniature grandfather clock. It was going to be going in the dumpster.
No.
Someone brought it into Remy's late husband's family business. And they were going to throw it in the dumpster in the back. And I said, is there anything wrong with it? And he said, no, it just reminds me of my ex-wife. And I said, well, can I have it? So I brought it home and cleaned it up. And I put beautiful crystals in it. And it is a very meaningful piece to me. It's hanging on the wall. I can even hear it in my bedroom. So
I'm glad you have it. So I'm going to take this minute before we go off the air to remind everybody to join us next week with co-host Gary Sinclair. And we'll have a guest from Christian Record. And we heard that new commercial from Jerry Lynn about Phone Faith. It sounds terrific. and much, much more. And we'll guess what? We'll see you in October. How do you like that? Liz, you're rounding out September?
Absolutely. Gary, you'll roll in the new one.
And Chris, will you be back in October?
Yes. What happened in October?
Nothing. Sunday.
We just hope you'll be with us.
Yeah, we hope you'll be there with us in October.
It'll be October. Is October next week? Oh, yes. Wow. Yeah, I'll be here as far as I know.
Oh, goody. Okay.
It's not next week, is it?
Yeah, next Sunday is October. Hmm. It is.
It is. Wow, time moving.
It is.
Wait till you get my age.
Yeah. So you're home from Mississippi, huh, Chris?
Yeah, we had a football game up in Jackson, Mississippi that I had to go and call the game. And it was fun, fantastic. Although the team I called for lost, it's all right. So
it wasn't Bethune-Cookman playing?
Yeah, it was Bethune. It was Bethune. I went up there for their game.
And they lost?
They lost, yeah. Oh. Hurt my feelings.
What was the score?
I don't even want to discuss 22-16.
I won't ask. Oh, dear.
Yeah, but it was a tight defensive game the whole game until about the end of the third quarter going into the fourth.
Wow. So as long as everyone tried their best, that's what matters.
Okay, wait a minute now. Listen here. Listen, I'm a football fanatic.
He always finds the good and the bad. There you go.
No, the good is you go out here and you win.
And remember, folks, don't forget to get your bagels.
Yes, they sound delicious. Every time that
they're not just delicious, they are fabulous.
Yeah. I'm tempted to order some.
You should.
Don't forget the code BB15, Liz. You get 15% off.
My first order, BB15.
Right. Well, Lizzie, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really, really loved having you.
Don't forget,
when
you get them in, you have to lightly toast it.
Lightly toast it. Yep. You got it. Yeah. Well, thank you guys for having me. It's always
a joy. Our pleasure. And you are an inspiration to everyone.
Thank you, my friend.
And we'll have her back.
Yeah, absolutely have her back. There absolutely. We go. Yep.
Well, right. Just remember, none of you are alone wherever you are. You're not alone. We're all here together. That's right. So keep pushing forward, and we'll catch you on the next episode of Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Right. Yeah. Keep smiling.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Night,
listen, Michael. Folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Polishing up our act, girl. And if you